meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk...
It's 8 p.m. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Penny Fines. This program is called Penny Fines. This is a show where I play Twee music. And over the next 2 to 3 weeks, I have decided to, in order, in alphabetical order of United States, play one Twee or Jangle Pop song made by people residing in each United State. So that last one was The Men Who Don't Know Ice by the Sex Clark Five. They're from Huntsville, Alabama. They were a pretty short-lived, like, jangly band in the... They were active in the 80s. They put out only a handful of songs, but those songs are pretty sweet. Yep, that's all I have to say about that. The next band from Alaska, Anchorage to be specific, is Glam Math. This song is called Leaf Vein. And after that is Demetrium from Arizona with Color TV. Some of these songs are a little more... abrasive than the music I'd normally play, but there's not really a lot of an abundant Twee scene in Anchorage, Alaska, so I'm working with what I have. That was It's Days Like This That Make Me Wish Summer Lasted Forever by Everyone Asked About You from Arkansas. Now we got two Penny Fine's favorites. Go Sailor from California by way of, well, Canada, but we won't talk about that. And then after that is the song that this program, Penny Fine's, is named after, Dressy Bessie from Colorado with Just Like Henry.
Thank you. Scruff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Zapatillas falsas, cosméticos falsos e incluso medicinas falsas. El año pasado se vendieron miles de millones de dólares en productos falsificados en los Estados Unidos. Estos suelen hacerse en condiciones inseguras, posiblemente utilizando ingredientes peligrosos e incluso letales que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Y el dinero que has pagado va directamente a las manos de los delincuentes y puede apoyar el trabajo infantil. Las drogas e incluso las pandillas. Huele a un gran crimen. ¿Todavía piensas que comprar productos falsificados es inofensivo? Piénsalo otra vez. Y recuerda, si no sabes de dónde vienen los productos, ¿cómo puedes saber a dónde va el dinero? Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en mcgruffpsa.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
The last thing you heard was McGruff. Before that was Miracle Legion from Connecticut with Mr. Mingo. Miracle Legion's whole thing was that they were just a band that sounded like R.E.M. but was from Connecticut instead of Georgia. Speaking of R.E.M., you'll be hearing from Linda Stipe's band shortly when we get to our Georgia portion of this program. Okay. If you have a band from the United States of America that has put out twee or jangle pop music that you would like to hear on the radio, you can call 412-268-WRCT. I'm hoping I get the whole way through Maryland today. So if you like a band based somewhere between Florida and Maryland, alphabetically speaking, I'd love to play them. Okay, next one, Delaware. This is the Spinto Band. I don't know anything about them. The song's called Spy vs. Spy. And then something new, not something weird and old, the Sour Drops with To Know You're Fine, Summertime. They're from Orlando, Florida. And this album came out exactly 1 year ago today. The mix is a little weird, to be honest. The whole album sounds like this. But I like it. I hope you can hear the charm in it. I like how it feels like you're getting drowned in the guitars. I mean, you can barely hear the vocals. And after that, you guessed it, it's Georgia. We're hearing from Linda Stipe's band OOK with Such and Such.
Thank you.
Am I crazy? Does the Spinto Band kind of sound like MJ Linderman if he put a smile on that face sometimes? Or like in a, if MJ Linderman was like 2004 indie pop music, this is what he would sound like, maybe? I don't know.
You are my girl, my whole wide world. And you said you know I love you.
we don't need to hear the rest of that song. It's like, this is a weird two-part song where the second part of the song is bad. So after this Pinto Band, oh, I already told you, Sour Drops and then Oh Okay. This current song, the two-parter, is The Right Overs. Would you believe it? Hawaii was the hardest band to, or the hardest state to find a Twee band in. Even harder than Alaska. Even weirdly harder than Arizona, which was kind of difficult. The Right Overs are based out of San Diego, but they were formed when, like, the main guy was in grad school in Hawaii. So I'm doing what I can. Okay, from Idaho, representing Idaho is The Very Most with Profoundly Imperfect. After that is The Springfields from Chicago with This Perfect Day, and then Good Flying Birds from Indiana. I believe that release is quite new, the Good Flying Birds album, Tallulah's Tape. Yeah, that one came out 1 month ago. So, yep, we'll get some old stuff, some new stuff, and it'll be a fun time.
My favorite color is gold.
If you're enjoying this program, Penny Finds, on WRCT Pittsburgh, you can check out other programs on WRCT Pittsburgh that might also please you. Tuesday night, pretty stacked at this radio station. You got Spit Fountain at 8 p.m. Ooh, gross, a spit fountain? Didn't read that right. Ooh, gross. a spit fountain? Why would anyone go swimming in there? Splash around with Spit Fountain on Tuesdays at 8 p.m., for the music of DIY punk from our local scene and beyond. Right after Spit Fountain is 8 Miles High. 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune in to 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Next song is from Iowa. Iowa City, precisely. It's the Dang Trippers. And then after that is Start from Kansas with Where I Want to Be, and then Chong Marker with Funhouse Hall of Mirrors. Chong Marker is from Kentucky.
Show me a picture.
WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Under my voice, you are hearing Sullen Eyes from... Nope. You're hearing Rain Sticks from Louisiana. Before that was Chong Marker from Kentucky. And next will be Sullen Eyes from Bangor, Maine. And then we'll close out the hour with... one of the best bands ever, Velocity Girl. They were from Maryland. That's it for Penny Finds tonight. Come back next week if you want to hear my favorite band, my favorite twee band from Minnesota, Mississippi.